Welcome to CoffeeCast, podcasts that are designed to help you achieve academic success and to live the good life. Brought to you by Coffee FM, a division of the University of the Free State Student Affairs, in partnership with the Center for Teaching and Learning. And today also with Student Counseling and Development. So technology has changed the way we live in different ways, and sometimes we wonder if that is good or bad. Today we have Kenelwe Chaluhi from Student Counseling and Development from KwaKwa Campus. Kenelwe will be sharing with us the good and bad of social media. According to recent statistics in South Africa, the five most popular social media networks are WhatsApp, YouTube, Facebook, Facebook Messenger, and Instagram. According to the media update, an average South African spends 8 hours and 25 minutes a day on the internet and 2 hours 48 minutes, which is social media. Let's sort of, what is good about social media?
Oh, a lot, Gerben. Before I get into that, I just want to give you a bit more information on what that research study showed. That research study that was conducted by Media Update in 2019 found that 40% of people in South Africa use social media. That is about 23 million people, which is quite a lot. It also showed that the average number of social media accounts South Africans have is 8, and WhatsApp is one of the most popular messaging app that is in use in this country. Also, that social media serves many different functions for different people. It showed that 40% of people use social media to stay up to date with current news and events, 39% to stay in touch with what friends are doing, 37% to find funny or entertaining content, and 32% to share photos and videos of other people, you know, photos of themselves, to view photos of other people. So what is good about social media is that it nurtures and expands the relationship that you have with your loved ones. It helps you to connect with your friends. I mean, we can video call each other now, which seems more personal. It feels more personal. It feels like the person is there even though they're not. So social media creates that for us. Also, it increases mental health resources and the support that you can receive. Like, for example, you can join a support group on gender-based violence or a support group on trauma on a certain social media platform, you know, and you can be as anonymous as you want on these platforms. They're available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and there's no geographical limitations. And lastly, one of the best things about social media platforms, it helps you to gather information and tools and to stay in touch with news. You can get a lot of research on such platforms and enhance and develop yourself as an individual. Yeah.
So what is bad about social media then?
Well, quite a few things actually happen. Firstly, the friends that one has on social media may not actually be your real friends. They may actually be strangers. Because you can be anybody you want on social media, some people actually create this whole different persona. And that can be quite dangerous in trying to form friends with those type of people. So it's very important to differentiate between reality and the type of people that you meet on social media. Secondly, social media can be bad if you spend too much time on it, because it can expose you to cyberbullying, social anxiety, depression, and exposure to content that might not be age appropriate. There's a lot of things that happen in social media, bad and good. There's a lot of negative comments going around. There's pictures that are being, you know, that are being overly criticized. So it's very important to differentiate and isolate yourself from engaging too much on such platforms. Social media can also be as addictive as drugs, alcohol, or gambling. I mean, you can find yourself feeling easily irritable, lacking productivity, or even feeling pressured because of the things that are happening on the social media platform that you're engaging with. I mean, you can even find yourself developing the fear of missing out, you know, FOMO, which can sadly lead to a compulsive desire to stay connected with other people's lives online, constantly checking, ooh, what is this one doing? What is that one doing? And when you find yourself being addicted to platforms like Twitter or Instagram or Facebook to a degree that you keep checking up on what other people are doing and how they are reacting to your posts or other people's posts, then your whole life kind of revolves around social media and what did they say, what did they post, do they like it, do they not like it. So it's not good for your mental well-being to be overly engaged on such platforms. Lastly, one of the bad things also about social media is that it can affect your self-esteem. And by that I mean it can affect how you view yourself as an individual based on how other people respond to your posts, or how they do not respond to your posts. Because you can post something there and expect great comments and all that, and nobody cares or nobody's saying good things. So that can affect how you see yourself.
So when you realize you're spending too much time on social media,
I think the best thing would be to engage in self-care activities, you know, to spend a lot of time trying to build and enhance yourself as an individual. You know, have a daily routine, have some exercise planned into your daily routine, have a specific time where you spend your time on your schoolwork or a certain project that you might be busy with, spending time with friends, and then just having time away from your cell phone so that you don't become overly dependent on your phone. You can read a book, for example. You can maybe have a little book club with your friends where you share a certain book. You can all read a certain book together and have a nice discussion about it. Learn a new language. It might be absolutely fun. I mean, we live in South Africa, very, very diverse country. So there's a lot of languages that you can learn. And I'm sure one day, somewhere, somehow, you'll find it very effective in the long run. You can also learn a new skill. Perhaps you can learn how to cook. You can learn a new dance move. You can keep yourself busy by creating videos on TikTok. Anything, you know, just be sure to not overindulge on social media to a point where you kind of blur the lines between your real self and the persona that you might have created on social media. You know, just keeping yourself busy, keeping active, and taking care of yourself physically and psychologically as well.
If students want to get in touch, what can they do?
Yes, definitely. Students can basically send an email to us at scdqq@ufs.ac.za. I'll repeat that again. That's scdqq@ufs.ac.za, or they can give us a call on 058-718-5032. Or seeing that we're in level 2 now, things are becoming a little lenient, then they can also visit us in our offices, which is in the Intika building, first floor, office 1043, 1044, or 1045.
Thank you so much. That was Ekanelwe Chuluhi, and she's a registered counselor at Student Counseling and Development at the University of the Free State. This was a Kofsi Cast podcast that is designed to help you achieve academic success. It's brought to you by Kofsi FM, a division of the University of the Free State Student Affairs, in partnership with the Center for Teaching and Learning.